about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, this is kind of cool. Listen up here. Apparently, they have figured out that if they make radio waves, right, and they twist them into the shape of Fusilli pasta, you know, those spiral corkscrew pastas, that you could have an infinite number of channels to be broadcast and received. They were playing around with this in Italy, from the University of Padova, Italy, right? And they also worked with Angstrom Laboratory in Sweden, believe that they have now solved the problem to radio congestion. Now, as we have all seen with the tornadoes today, and very, very frightening, and again, our hearts are out to those who have lost loved ones and those who are suffering from this horrible tragedy. Phone lines are down. People are hoping they could use their cell phones as long as their cell phone tower is up. But radio. Radio has existed the longest and hopefully will always continue to exist. But when something like this happens, you want as many channels working. This may be very, very cool. Right? Apparently, they say as world continues to adapt to the digital age, the introduction of new mobile smartphones, wireless internet, and digital TVs means the number of radio frequency bands available to broadcast information is getting smaller and smaller. They say sending a text message on New Year's Eve is getting more and more difficult. So if you could have as many more channels increased and many more radio waves, this is going to definitely help communication. And they do. They do need to figure out more ways of doing this. And then for me, for the Dr. Dahlia Show, that means more people can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, and maybe I'll be on more stations. All right, so that's good. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to midnight Eastern Time. Please call in now at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails, your calls, your critiques, and whatever you want to do. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook also, on the Facebook fan page. All right, you know, interesting stuff. I love history. I love history. And I guess I didn't realize this, that I believe one of the first baseball cards, right, was distributed in 1869. It looks kind of cool. Apparently, it was known as the Peck and Snyder Cincinnati Red Stockings, the first America baseball team. I'm sure many of you baseball buffs already know that. But I didn't realize the baseball card started back in 1869. So that was pretty cool. However, the first official set of baseball cards was released in 1886 by Old Judge Cigarettes. I guess the set features famous players of the time in a sepia-toned print derived from a wood cutting. On the back of the cards were, of course, advertisements for Old Judge Cigarettes. Pretty, pretty cool stuff. All right, let me see what else kind of happened. Well, matchbox cars. You guys know the root of this. I guess what happened is one of the kids came back from school and said, I am not allowed. This was, I think, in the 50s. And that they were not allowed. I guess the daughter was only allowed to bring a toys to school if they could fit in a matchbox. So he apparently worked for a British toy company, Leslie Products, and he decided to scale down one of the larger toys, the red and green road roller, which was like a, you know, little car, and scaled it down to the size that could fit into a matchbox. Then a dump truck and a cement mixer would complete the first three cars of which was known as the original 75 series of matchbox cars, which I am dying to add to my collection if I could ever get that. So pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. All right. And then, of course, Barbie. We all know Barbie was designed by, I believe, was it Mattel executive's daughter? Right? And then I guess Ken was the son. I guess the mom wanted a doll that actually really looked like a real woman as opposed to a baby. But cool stuff. I just love the history of toys. I just love toys. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Rudy on the line. Hey, Rudy, you're calling from Riverside, huh?
Yes, I am. How you doing tonight?
Great, great. What's going on?
You know what? You're talking about the health care bill. And it just seems to me that the real story behind the healthcare bill and the real thing is, you know, When it was sold to us, they said we need to insure 30 million uninsured people.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going into this, you know, birth control issue, and it's overreaching its intention.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just, I just think it's showing what its intentions really are.
Exactly, which is pleasing the voters, right?
Well, I think, no, they're not pleasing the voters because the majority of the people in the country don't even want the health care bill.
That's right. Yes, yes.
It's just control, you know, and what makes more sense to me, and if you took about 30 million people who don't have insurance, give them each $1 million trust fund where they could draw health care,
mm-hmm.
pay for health care, and that's all, I think it could cost $300 million or something like that. Not some seven or some trillions and trillions of dollars. I mean, you could put $1 million for each person that doesn't have insurance, let them draw the interest per month that pay for their health care, and then when they pass on and die, it goes to the next guy. You know what
and
I'm
it
saying?
Would be so less gonna, than what they're spending now.
It would be a lot less. You're not going to switch up the infrastructure, rip it apart, be intrusive. When they pass this, when this bill gets implemented, they're going to raise taxes on anything with salt, anything with sugars.
Oh, yeah.
You see our supermarkets dribble down to nothing. You see hamburger places closing
down. Well, what they're going to realize is they don't have enough money to implement the bill. So they are going to then have to tax every single thing they can. I agree with you.
Yeah. Oh, this tax is going to be a wave of destruction.
Mm-hmm.
To appease 30 million uninsured people.
I agree.
It's not about insuring uninsured people. It's about control and takeover and putting us into deeper debt.
And the uninsured group is going to increase because if the economy doesn't get better and employment doesn't rise, you're going to have more unemployment and more uninsured people. So it's going to be a vicious cycle.
Yeah, you're going to have more people that are taking than the ones that are contributing, and they're going to outnumber us.
Exactly.
And that's social.
No,
Rudy,
you know what? You can stay on. If you want to stay on, we're coming to a quick break, okay? Thank you, Rudy. If you want, you can stay on. All right, guys, we're coming to a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. The first couple hours of our show, we were talking about aspects to the healthcare and how you as a consumer and as a patient need to be concerned. And looks like we still have Rudy. You still hanging with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Okay, Rudy from Riverside, California. Yeah, go ahead. And thank you for waiting during the break. What's your thought?
Well, my thought is, you know, this whole structure of saying that people don't have health insurance, that's insurance. Out here in California, we have the Medi-Cal system. And you just go to the hospital, you fill out the forms, you get the Medi-Cal coverage depending on your income. So it's not like these people are destitute and are being kicked out and rejected from these hospitals. The state of California will cover it. Then you got the one, the MISP, out here in Riverside, which is a county program, where the county will cover you. So by definition, he's talking about health insurance, but these people don't have insurance, but they still have a degree of coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he's talking about insurance policies for everybody. You know, whether they have insurance policies or not, they're still getting the coverage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, and I mean, you know, people have said we aren't denying access to anybody because we have a system such that now if you walk into an ER, we'll take care of you. You will not get kicked out of an ER. If somebody walks into my practice, any child bleeding, take whatever, I'm going to take care of them. You know, I mean, we do have access. What I think is frustrating and not something that's going to secure our healthcare system for people is demanding they buy a policy. I think you know and I know that many of these policies are baloney. I mean, they don't cover what they need to cover. And so trying to promise everybody that they'll be able to walk around with an insurance policy that has a high deductible and doesn't cover the medicines you want, I don't think that's solving our healthcare issue or increasing access.
Yeah, it's just really going too far, you know, and the bill needs to be stopped.
I agree. I agree. Well, hopefully we'll find out in June. I guess the Supreme Court's going to hear arguments in March, and we should find out in June. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Rudy, for listening. Appreciate it. All right, for those of you listening, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know how frustrated you all are, and I'm sure many of you, you know, you're like, all right, I'm sick of the subject, Dahlia. We've been talking about it for a few hours, et cetera. But I know some of you tune in at different times with the show. I want to hear what you're feeling. I want to hear your frustrations because I think Washington is going about this all wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. The problem with what's happening in terms of our healthcare management is it's being run by politicians. Now, I have seen many politicians run for office. I've helped donate for many of their campaigns. And, you know, many of them, they try. They really try to still stick with what they wanted to do prior to getting into Washington. But then once they get into Washington, then you got the earmarks, then you got the donors, then you got, you know, like Pelosi. Remember Pelosi's daughter was saying how Nancy Pelosi wants to leave, but she can't because of her donors? You know, these donors own you. Okay? Donors owning the politician, that's something that's got to be stopped. I mean, am I the only one ready to vomit by seeing these millions upon millions of dollars going to these campaigns? Right? I guess they said President Obama has already had 60 fundraising dinners, right? And they're showing the millions of dollars he's raising, right? You know, while those of us that are trying to figure out how to pay rent, pay mortgage, health care, you know, get our kid the kidney, we're watching this happen. You know, and even on the Republican side, too, I'm watching the candidates exhaust themselves with this primary and the money after money they need to raise, and we haven't gotten to the main election. We are still dinging around with the primary. Now, I understand that Super Tuesday's coming up, and, you know, this is all part of the Democratic process, and God bless it. God bless it. But you look at the millions upon millions of dollars. Right now, all of a sudden, people could come up with all this money. Right? Yeah. Yeah. It's so frustrating. It is so frustrating. But, you know, this is the system we live in. This is democracy. But I almost wish the people could run healthcare and not the government. You know? I mean, how come dentists weren't consulted? How come doctors weren't consulted? How come nurses? Where's the nurses? Right? Who better to know the ins and outs of what's going on with healthcare than nurses? Did they consult any nurses? Did they consult any physical therapists? Did they consult any home health workers? All right? I was so shocked when Dr. Berwick was appointed, right, to manage and oversee Medicare when he was a pediatrician. Now, yes, he's left the office. But Dr. Berwick, very intelligent man, but he's a pediatrician. Now, pediatricians take care of children. Most pediatricians, and I'd like to venture to say all, right? But I don't like to speak in absolutes. So I'd probably say 99.9999999999 with an extra 9 in there. % of pediatricians do not take care of Medicare patients. So how is somebody who's a pediatrician going to manage our Medicare system? Now, I'm not sure why he left and stepped down, you know, but, you know, many of us are not, you know, playing a violin on this one because we want somebody who has worked in the trenches, who has worked in an ER, who has worked with geriatric patients, who has been fighting and dealing with Medicare for most of their careers to manage Medicare. Not somebody who has never worked with Medicare before. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, but Dr. Berwick knows Medicaid. Oh, all right. But I don't see much accomplished. We're still in the same position, if not worse. And where we are worse is insurance companies now that have been told they have to cover certain things are now not covering all the rest of everything else. Patients of mine who could have gotten lap band surgery or bariatric surgery for weight, no more. Again, it's not mandated by the government. So whatever is demanded, they'll do. The insurance company will do, but passive-aggressively, they won't cover the rest of the stuff. This skeleton, bare-bottom, crappy insurance plan is what we all voted for when we voted Obama into office. And this Affordable Health Care Act, if it doesn't get repealed, and again, there's still questions whether it can be. Mark Hutchinson is a lawyer here in Las Vegas, Nevada, who is one of the people that is actually going to be taking it to the Supreme Court, right, and making arguments. He has been fighting it the whole way. All right. And there's many different ways the Affordable Health Care Act could hopefully be stopped. One is it deems completely unconstitutional because of the mandate. Two, only part of the mandate, that mandate, the employer mandate, be unconstitutional, but the rest fly. Right. And three, of course, it's being addressed whether we could even address it at the Supreme Court when it's not 2014 yet. So those are really the three issues the Supreme Court is going to look at. But I'm going to tell you guys, don't have high hopes. All right, because even if it gets thrown out, we have promised, like Rudy said, that 30 million Americans who haven't had insurance, which is the numbers going up, of course, as we speak, because people are still getting laid off, 30 million Americans are going to have some sort of health insurance. That's what was promised. All right? And people are going to want it. It's not going to go away. Even if we get a Republican in office, there's going to be a term when there's a Democrat back in office, they're going to have to come back and do it. And you know what's going to eventually happen is they're going to come back with the public option. Government is going to say insurance companies didn't do it. They didn't do it right. And they aren't. Insurance companies, you see what they're doing. They're fighting this tooth and nail. So people are going to be very upset. People aren't going to have the coverage they want. So government's going to come back with that public option. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, public option is nice. That's great. Then we'll all get health insurance. No. Really, you want to go into a government building, right? Right. You think you'll be able to walk into a government building like you're walking right now to an urgent care, right? And it's going to be any easier? You think it's going to be any cheaper, right? And if it is cheaper, right, you think you're going to be able to follow up the next day or the next week, right? You think you're going to have doctors taking care of you? Many doctors said there's no way. They are not going to work for the government. So you'll have nurse practitioners and physician assistants. Many are excellent, right? Luckily, most of the physician assistants and nurse practitioners I know are absolutely phenomenal. But there's going to be such a dearth of practitioners and people that will be able to administer the health care that they are going to very quickly pass people and get people into the system to take care of you. And they're going to be overworked and they're going to be underpaid. No. Don't be wishing and praying for the public option, people. No. You know, and already Medicare started to pick off doctors, right? We're getting letters saying, all right, we need everybody's high school diploma. If not, you can't see any more Medicare patients. High school diploma? Why is Medicare want high school diploma? They're not asking for high school diplomas and citizenship for people getting health care. Yet they want a high school diploma for people administering the health care when they graduated from an American school. I'm an American citizen. I went to American college, American medical school, etc. They want my high school diploma if it's still open and I could get the diploma. So already there's already not recredentialing many doctors. They're trying to pick off the expensive doctors because they want cheaper mid-level practitioners. They give good care, but they're cheaper. So this is what we're going to start seeing. All right, don't go away. We got more medical news coming up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So a CVS pharmacy in Chatham, New Jersey, accidentally mixed up fluoride tablets for kids with tamoxifen, a breast cancer drug. Now, they think this mistake could affect dozens of families who filled their prescriptions at the CVS store between December 20th and February 20th. Tamoxifen is a breast cancer drug, right? We use it to block the estrogen receptors for women who have breast cancer, whereas the fluoride tablets are for little kids to get the fluoride in. They're both round, white, and roughly similar in size. Now, we haven't heard of any injuries. Right now, they are trying to find the families. But just keep in mind, sometimes pharmacies make mistakes. I love pharmacists. Oh, by the way, pharmacists should have also been consulted on this healthcare bill, too. Boy, are they a wealth of information and on what's needed for pills and for prescription coverage. But anyway, they're a wealth of information, but sometimes mistakes do happen at these pharmacies. Many of you remember the story of one of my patients driving home. She had picked up some Ambien and a anti-inflammatory. Now, many of us were pretty familiar with Ambien. It's a very little, thin, round pill, so I'm surprised she mixed up that with the anti-inflammatory, but I guess she wasn't thinking. So she grabbed the bottle that she thought was the anti-inflammatory, popped two pills. Now, she popped two pills of the bottle that actually said the anti-inflammatory in it. However, the pharmacy had accidentally put the pills in the wrong bottle. So the Ambien was in the anti-inflammatory bottle, and the anti-inflammatories were in the Ambien bottle. So she actually popped two Ambien. She said she practically passed out as she was driving into her driveway. Now, luckily, she made it. She didn't contact the pharmacy board. She was all upset, and, you know, of course, the pharmacy apologized, etc. But things get mixed up. Just please double-check everything. It amazes me how we as consumers will double-check our fast food bag, right? We'll make sure we got everything, our fries, our kitty toy, that there's no cheese on the burger. We'll make sure that, but we don't double check the pharmacy. Now, I mean, you know, we have a lot of faith in our pharmacists, and I think we should. You know, I love the pharmacists that we have surrounding my practice and Lifesavers. They're great guys. But every now and then there's a goof, and you need to be careful, okay? Now, a study came out a while back saying if you are a gentleman and you are having extramarital sex, you're going to be more inclined to have a heart attack. Well, I guess another study, again, is out saying that. They say men who cheat on their wives are more likely to die during sex, okay? Now, we know there is a risk of dying of a heart attack with sex. That's nothing new. Nothing new at all. But scientists led by Professor Glenn Levine from Baylor College of Medicine in Houston said autopsy reports of nearly 6,000 cases of sudden death found that 0.6% happened during sex, although a small proportion of the total, 93% of those who died of that 0.6% were actually thought to be engaging in extramarital sex. Now, keep in mind, again, sexual activity is a cause of death and less than 1% of heart attacks, okay? We think sex is a very healthy thing to do. But if you think your heart is weak, if you think you are not going to be able to stand it, please make sure you get a stress test. Now, we talk about stress tests a lot. What is a stress test, Dr. Dahlia? I get these emails all the time. Okay, explain what, you know, have my mother-in-law come in the room. That's stressful enough. Well, no, it's not. Trust me. You're right. That is stressful. I'll grant you that one. But no, not enough. Keep in mind, when you go to the doctor and you get your EKG, we put these stickers on your chest, right? If you notice, we put them on the right side of the chest, all the way down to the left side of the chest under your arm for the EKG, the electroencephalogram. Using electricity, using the probes, it will pick up your electricity, and the pattern that is given off, picked up by the leads, gets, of course, put on a piece of paper, and we as doctors, we, you know, kind of have millions of these things already pre-memorized into our brain, so if something looks a little funny, we hopefully are able to detect it. Now, why would something look funny on an EKG? Well, if the heart muscle has not been getting enough blood supply, it may not conduct the electricity as well as the healthier heart muscle. So we could see that difference. Now remember, EKGs are very sensitive, but they're not very specific. What does that mean? Well, if you have something actively going on with your heart, the EKG, right, the EKG is going to probably pick it up. If you're having an active heart attack where blood flow is not going to that part of the muscle, and that part of muscle is infarcting or possibly dying, the EKG is going to look very funny. It's pretty sensitive, but it's not very specific. Meaning, if your EKG is normal, that doesn't mean you're 100% of the clear. Because an EKG can look normal because your arteries are nice and open and you're relaxed and blood is going through and, you know, heart's getting enough blood. But when you start to have a little bit of stress, or when you start to exercise, or when you're engaged in sex, and the arteries, the sympathetic nervous system, start to constrict the arteries, like your coronary arteries going to your heart, and it starts to constrict them, and you only had maybe 30% left of the lumen, they were only 30% still patent and open, and you start to constrict, you now lose that lumen, less blood flow is going to the heart, the doctor will be able to pick that up. Now, normally, we send you to a cardiologist. There are many internists and family docs who will do stress tests in the office. I chose not to because I knew if we had a treadmill, all the staff would be on it working out, you know, because we love the treadmill. And again, I just didn't want to have heart attacks happen in my office. I thought, you know what, just see the cardiologist. Honestly, I would make more money if I did that kind of stuff in the office, but I am so busy with everything else. I really didn't want to manage a treadmill stress test center. I didn't want to. So what I did, what we do is we send them to the cardiologist. They will start to work you on that treadmill. They'll start working you fast. They'll work you hard. They'll raise the incline to get that heart rate up. And the more the heart rate is up, the less chance you have to have nice wide open arteries. They see what your arteries do when you're stressed or exercising, worried, having a nightmare, sex, etc. When the arteries constrict, they could see, is the lumen still wide enough for blood to go? If you pass that, that's a good sign. Still not 100%. I've had people pass a stress test that still were at risk for a heart attack. But it's a good way. Now, many of you can't walk on the treadmill. You can't. You can't. You have bad knees. You have arthritis, etc. Then there's a sit-down test they could do, right? Right? Where they give you presanting, adenosine. They're able to increase your heart rate. And then they're able to, of course, look, do a nuclear scan. So they're able to do that. Also, I think an ultrasound is a great idea. So these things are very, very important to have. But here's the thing. All right? I don't think it's a bad idea for anybody who's an athlete or anybody who has any cardiac risk factors to get this done. Now, what are cardiac risk factors? All right? Well, we've gone over these before. If you smoke, that counts as one. If you have high blood pressure, that counts as one. If you have diabetes, that counts as one. If a family member has had a heart attack, that counts as one. If you've ever had a heart attack, that definitely counts. If you're a male over 40 or a female over 50, those count. And they were thinking about adding short stature. I don't know if they ever did. All right. So those are causes. Davy Jones, short stature. And I'm not saying all short people are at risk, but there have been studies saying the shorter you are, the more at risk you are to have heart disease. Now, I know there's that surgery where they sever your femur and they put metallic rods in to make you taller. That's not really counting. It's your genetic height that you're supposed to be. You know, but honestly, these stress tests, I think they're great to have. While your insurance covers them, I think they're great to have. And again, I love it when it's done in a cardiologist's office because you have the cardiologist watching you, you know, or somebody who is very, very prepared to deal with a code or a crash. God forbid something happens. But honestly, I mean, here's the thing. If you are going to have a heart attack because your heart is stressed, I would rather it be in a doctor's office than at home having sex with your wife or in an extramarital affair. Okay? You know, this stress test is designed to try to reproduce some sort of activity you could be doing where you're stressing the heart, because we want to see if you're prone to a heart attack, we could do something then and there. Get you into the hospital, get you catheterized, put in a stent, do surgery if we have to. Now, again, we can't predict the future. Nobody can. But it's the closest thing we got now. Yes, there's these CAT scans that can actually look and see how clogged you are. That's great. That's great where they CAT scan, but remember, CAT scans still miss certain millimeters. Remember, you could do a millimeter cut, centimeter cut, etc. There could still be an area that could get missed. But it's another thing that's out there, just insurance doesn't cover it. All right, we're going to be back. Don't go away. More on the Dr. Dolly Show. I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, guys, we have had a great night so far. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And thank you all for listening. If you want the Dr. Dahlia Show coming to your city, don't forget to contact your news talk station and tell them to please bring Dr. Dahlia. You can email them, call them. A big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And big thank you to Donovan working the dials. He's also going to be working with me tomorrow. Remember, we are live tomorrow at 10 a.m. People listen to us. Various cities, Sedalia, Missouri, Owensboro, Kentucky. I know KSIS is listening to us right now in Southern California. Thank you all and your respective affiliates and XM listeners as well. All right, so Fox News came out with a little clip here that actually is kind of interesting. All right, it says five things your doctor does not want you to do. haggle about the copay. We know Dr. Dahlia. Next. No, it doesn't have anything to do with the copay right now. Yes, it would be nice for you to pay your bill. That would be nice. But no. Okay. They say here, doctors, okay, have a few things that they want their patients to not do. And I've talked about some of these, but it's a nice little list. Let's just quickly go through it here, okay? All right, they say doctors are advising people against believing everything you read. Okay? Now, what does that mean? Well, many of you, let's say, will be in the doctor's office, and you will have an article from a magazine, and you will open it up, and they will say, oh, you know, if you drink this special tea or eat this special berry, etc., it's going to make you lose weight and do that. All right. Now, why would a doctor have a big problem with that? I mean, we're talking a problem enough for it to be listed here. Well, maybe what happens is the doctor is a little frustrated because he has to spend part of his valuable time explaining what that is. Or because he doesn't know what it is, he has to admit that he doesn't know what that natural remedy is. All right. One thing that has been very highly criticized about doctors is how we don't know enough about complementary medicine and alternative medicine. I get emails all the time. Dr. Dahlia, why doesn't my doctor know about Manuka honey? Why don't they know about colloid silver or using algae? Why doesn't my doctor know about Las Vegas mix for allergies? Yeah, well, you know, your doctor's in California. Maybe they don't call it Las Vegas mix out there. I don't know. And I know patients are upset. But, you know, you got to keep in mind, whatever years we get in medical school, it isn't enough. It is not enough. I'm still learning. I've been out of medical school. I graduated medical school in 1997. I worked in an ER between 98 and 99, actually right before 2000, right? Gave birth in 2000, opened up my practice in 2000. I still feel like I am learning. New stuff comes my way. I just learned about Manuka honey. Just, you know, I mean, I heard of it, but I didn't really research it till recently. No, many of your doctors don't. They don't have time. I mean, they're busy, so busy trying to figure out, especially your MDs, trying to figure out so much of the allopathic type stuff that's out there. It is difficult. I think it's important for us doctors, too. Absolutely. But again, you know, so if here you are, you know, you're supposed to be evaluated for your cholesterol and your diabetes, and the doctor is, you know, running behind. You know, you come up saying, well, you know, why can't I use Manuka honey for this? You know, and he has to basically admit that he doesn't know. It's not probably one of the most favorite thing. But honestly, I still think as a patient, you have every right to ask. If there is something that you're interested in that's complimentary, you know, you could say, look, doctor, I don't know much about it. I don't know if you know much about this. Is this something I should look into? You know, and let him give you, you know, his opinion. But the other thing doctors are probably a little concerned about is you have a symptom, you go online and you Google. Now, I never had a problem with that, because I love my patients getting educated. And I have gone over with you, and I have no problem going over again, certain websites that I trust. I think the Mayo Clinic website is excellent. I think the National Institute of Health, Natural Health Institute. I think WebMD is excellent. Email me at drdahlia.com. Show me the website, which is your go-to website. We actually did a show where I had you guys call in at 1-877-DocDahlia. Tell me what your go-to website is. Love to know where you go and get your medical advice. And if I like it, good. All right. But I understand that that probably does bother doctors. You know, I could see why you're like, oh, my God, I've been burping all night. And I listened to the Dr. Dahlia show and she said it's an inferior MI. I'm having a heart attack. You know, and the doctor's like, well, maybe it's not that. Maybe it's just you have reflux. So I'm sure it frustrates them because, again, OK, they want a clean slate. A lot of them, they're in a hurry. They have things to do. They don't want to go backwards in a conversation, trying to erase something that may be considered junk to them. All right. However, I do understand that as access to your doctor is decreasing, you're not going to have many other resources. I mean, I'm only on the air 15 hours a day, even though you know you could still call and ask me medical questions, even if I'm off air, at 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. You could also email me. But still, you know, it's still not enough access. Not enough. You know, so yeah, you're going to go online, you're going to Google, and you're going to research. A smart person would. Absolutely. But sometimes that drives you crazy. Okay. Another thing they say doctors don't like is if you keep a secret. All right. If you are using alternative medicine, if he told you, I don't like Manuka honey, it's baloney, don't use it, and you start using it, okay, you need to let him know. All right. Some of these supplements could interfere with your Coumadin. or interfere with some of your medications. That's some pretty serious stuff. You need to be open and upfront with your doctor. Okay, if you're having unprotected sex, he has to know about that. Okay, if a senior comes in, 75-year-old woman comes in, and she says, "I'm having a little burning when I urinate," like we talked about before on the show, most doctors will just look for a bladder infection. Ladies, confess, if you're actually having unprotected sex, that could be gonorrhea or chlamydia. Excuse me. So like I said, make sure you open up. Doctors do not want patients to assume that over-the-counter medicines are safe. All right. Now, this is a big problem we have with medicines going over the counter. For example, these we were talking about this with the children medications last year, where parents were overdosing on them. Like, what's over the counter? Then we could use, no, and they were overdosing their kids on it. Same thing with anti-inflammatories. Motrin is probably one of my most favorite anti-inflammatory. Aleve, over the counter, I think it's great. Midol, Lord knows every month I love that. But listen, if you have an ulcer and you don't know about it, that's going to make you bleed. You could actually bleed to death. These anti-inflammatories over the counter can hurt your kidneys. They can hurt your liver. You need to make sure you tell the doctor what you're taking. And don't underestimate. Be as honest as possible. If you don't remember what you're taking, get a bag, throw everything in the bag, bring it to your doctor. Okay? Doctors are also advising for patients to not jump to new tests or scans. You know, sometimes you will see something in the magazines or whatever saying, you can get an ultra-fast CT or you can get a virtual colonoscopy or whatever. And, honestly, you're probably not going to get it without the doctor sitting down and talking to you. Of course, doctors have their own biases, whatever, tests they're comfortable with, they're probably going to recommend. I get that. There's some merit to the virtual colonoscopy, absolutely. But your job as a patient, even if the doctor may not like the test, have him explain to you why. Why don't you like the test? Okay? If he goes, because, one, it missed a cancer on a patient, or one of my patients had a bad reaction to it and I'm paranoid, that's kind of good knowledge to know. It may not be the most objective, but find out why. Same thing with these nutritional supplements and complementary medicine. Okay? If he doesn't like a chiropractor, ask him why. All right, before you throw out chiropractic medicine as being an alternative, right, to pain pills for your migraines and your neck pain and your back pain, if the doctor says, "I don't like," have him explain why. And if he's like, "I just don't like them," all right, then you need to get a more objective opinion. Okay? You all know I love chiropractic. I think actually touching a patient helps. All right? I can't stand giving patients a piece of paper all the time with pills on it. I don't like that. I wish I learned chiropractic. My husband's a chiropractor. I wish I learned how to adjust somebody and work out the muscle and the knot. I wish I did. But, all right. I went to an MD school, and I love being an MD. It's just I kind of wish I went to an osteopathic school because I could have learned how to do some of that. And then, of course, they say don't mess with your meds. Don't start cutting them in half if you're not supposed to. Don't start doubling them. Don't insert one as a suppository if it's oral. Come on, people. All right, guys. Great show tonight. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific. If you missed any of tonight's show, go to my website at drdahlia.com. Hit the on-demand button. You all be safe and follow me on Twitter. Talk to you soon.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.